Can
we're recording? Are we recording? You were good? Image is good? I look good? Question. Would y'all let a male doula deliver your baby?
They have those?
What's wrong with a male doula?
Hey, let's go.
You don't Thank want you. One like when you have a
Thank
baby?
Thank you for supporting
Ladies and gentlemen.
Men. Yeah.
I would like to welcome you to the Greatest Show on Podcast. I'm your host, Lee.
What else?
A.K.A. Southside Lee on IG.
What else?
And I'm joined by my partner in pod.
Yucks! Arlington Augustus the Great,
aka
your baby mama's baby daddy,
aka
doula daddy, aka a man nurse. Google me, and we are
through the powerway. Chumps,
your success took a shot. What are you gonna do now? How are you gonna kill her? You gotta pick a mommy success.
You goddamn right. Ooh. Let's give it up for him.
Le boy, gold curry, not chicken curry.
You want a side of oxtail and plantain, please?
Rice and peas and cabbage
and dumpling.
And introducing Compton's very own,
the chief's wife.
Ooh, oh, that's racist. AKA.
Oh yeah.
AKA.
I'm
married now.
Let's give it up for
I was about to get us canceled.
He was about to get us a shampoo like the canceled. Washington football team.
You're ridiculous. Like, seriously? That's how you feel.
And you know what's bad?
What?
Like 97.6% of black people in this country, they'll say like, oh, I got Native American in my family.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to wash it.
So you don't have any percent?
I was about to milky white wash it. I actually do.
What are you? What, you look
where,
Navajo.
From where?
I think we
You look like a Navajo.
I think we chocolate foot, if I'm not mistaken.
Chocolate foot.
Why? Yeah. You're out of control.
Hey. What region is that, though?
That's,
all right. So we would like to welcome you to Three to Poway,
yeah.
The podcast where we meet at the intersection of culture and conversation.
Wow, that was cute. Hey, it'll get better.
A word from our sponsors.
Follow Three to Poway on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Don't forget
to like and subscribe. Chumps.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree?
Yes, sir. If only we could get sponsors.
So it was recommended to us that a tradition that we used to have in the past was taking previous comments from shows and putting those out during the next episode.
Just shout out to the pod mates.
Yeah,
you're right.
Hashtag potties, partners in pod.
The partners in pod, right.
You're welcome.
We want to make sure that we
pod mates, potties, partners, you know, PP.
You're welcome.
So during the episode Negro-ish, we had a comment from Cam. Chilla Cam said, okay. I believe you said DC adjacent and the JT of beating your feet. He said that is nuts. And I have to agree with him, right? Yeah. My man B. Smith, and I believe, and you say it the proper way, me generals. How do you say it in?
The general.
There you go. There you go.
What language is that?
You know, there's always one in your circle that always want to test you, bro. There's always one.
That's because I'm a square. I don't fit in circles. There's that.
He said he carries his hands touché. At all times.
You got to drop the pen. The pen.
So we also had a comment from AB. He said that he wasn't expecting the shout out, but again, I felt it was only right.
Wait, it's only he listens?
We famous now, y'all. We delayed it.
We delayed it.
I like
and,
it.
And let's see if anyone knows this before I give it away. Does anyone remember the school that Romeo was promoting? What is the name of the school? You already know.
Yeah.
DeVry.
No.
All right.
Does anybody remember?
No.
Because one of our subscribers told us. Do you remember the name? No, it wasn't.
It's a real thing?
It is.
What do you mean it's a real thing?
So he was doing
the commercials in the daytime.
So JC gave us
in the daytime, like during Days of Our Lives.
If you're sitting on the couch right now.
In right, school. Right. Yeah. So JC gave us the answer, and the answer was ICDC.
I still don't know what those initials mean.
That sounds like a rap group.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I just graduated from there.
Let's give it up for that.
Online? You crossed? Did you? I did.
So, I got you.
You crossed?
I'll throw it up after.
ICDC? Online?
So also another interesting comment that we received was from Nastasia Light. She said a story that I think a lot of us can identify with in one way or another. In third grade, I rode two city buses to school and back home. This might be more you because you know you were grew up in the metro area. Mm-hmm. I missed my second bus once and had an anxiety attack at the stop. Mm. Someone called the ambulance. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to get my ass beat.
Yeah, that is real.
Yeah, so we definitely appreciate her giving that. My man Chuck, he posed a great question too, right?
Okay,
and not to go down the rabbit hole, but he said, you can't say it's not Pharrell's fault, but all the blame was placed on Travis Scott for Astroworld. Because remember, we were talking about the logistics of something in the water, and we were like, well, that's not Pharrell's fault. Yeah. So I could see the point that he's making.
I actually had somebody... who was vouching for you. They actually enjoyed your perspective because like Pharrell he's not from DC. He don't know the logistics of the city. So the poor planning for something in the water really lies on, you know, the city. Committee, the city council, the mayor here.
You know what, to that
but
point.
I hear Chuck's perspective. I was leaning with Chuck, where Chuck was at, but I got school.
I actually had my cousin offer this. He said that he found out that a permit was actually submitted for the mall and it was denied.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, the thing
so
is,
that's how they ended up where they were.
But you got
and
look
that
at,
makes a lot of sense because the mall, we all kept saying that the mall would be the perfect place to do this.
Right, right.
Why are they over here?
But it's peak tour time. So like tourists, it comes from all over, right?
Yeah, right.
That's so, where they come, and the monument, the mall, that's where they go.
That might be why they
It's right across from the Capitol. Everything's right there. So it's like they're not about to bottle that for 3 days.
Yeah, nah, and then you'd have had to cut off traffic. That makes perfect sense. Actually,
what's that?
Sounds like you was part of the planning committee. You really in tune.
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, this is your city, Slim, huh? I feel you. Respect to that. Okay, slime boss.
If I hear you call him Mo, then this show's over. And then on the episode Acting Up, right?
Champ.
We had a conversation.
Don't call me Champ.
And Chuck said, not grabbing the pound. You know how, like, sometimes there's when you're at work and there's that awkward exchange of, well, are we going to shake?
We're bros.
So we also have a comment from She S, right? And his it said Chi S.
Yeah, you
so
said I want to get that right. Like she S. Like the
She S.
No disrespect. Let me get it right. It's Chi S.
Said full name.
Said I'm convinced that folks just aren't ready to date. Dating is figuring out who you are with and if they work for you.
Well, what was the context
of
that?
All that tit for tat ain't it. Also, if a guy asks a girl, what do you bring to the table? Flip the table and run, girl.
Ooh, look at him supporting black women.
Let's give it up for that.
That boy can read.
She.
Yes.
Like
she.
Dave Chappelle over here. He love a shh.
She yes. Hey, look, shout out she yes, yo. You're dropping knowledge and gems, buddy.
So if there was ever a question on whether I enjoy this work environment,
you don't.
The answer is absolutely not.
The toxicity.
I deal with it and I persevere.
And you come back every week. Yeah, thank you for your perseverance.
Proud of you. How you spell that?
So
we should ask. Never mind.
I received a phone call from my cousin. And she was saying that during our last conversation that we were like right on the cusp of having like a great conversation. And that really spoke to me because I feel like we do a reasonably good job of talking through our topics. But we also have these moments where we have to condense things because we're trying to move on to the next topic and we might leave context out, right?
So on the table.
So I'm saying all that to say that that commentary spoke to me, and I just want to continue down the path of transparency with what we're doing. I think we are just now finding our podcast voices, if that makes sense. It's not something that naturally happens, and it takes a lot of trial and error to get there.
Okay.
And I think we're finally settling into what our podcast voices are.
Gotcha.
And what our messaging will be.
Tree is in again, boy.
But really more than that. If you go back to like when it first started the conversation, right? So again, it was just kind of one of those moments that along our journey, we want to keep, you know, our partners in pod, you know, along this journey, informing them, like we're still, the pod mates and the pod. That we're still growing.
Triple P.
Hey, could I be a pod mate and a partner in pod? Or I gotta,
you gotta go through a vetting process. You don't want to be a
potty? Okay.
It's a process, dog.
I just don't got the edges to be a potty. So.
Clearly.
All right, so let's get into it. So growing up, just growing up, right? Have any of you ever experienced your growing grandmother, and probably your grandmother, someone older, an aunt, a grandmother, uncle, or grandfather saying, "Man, you smell like outside."
What?
Has anyone ever encountered the "you smell like outside," right?
Yes.
Now, the question is, what does that mean?
What does outside smell like?
Yeah. What does that mean?
When you get in the house and somebody who been outside come in, that's the smell.
Hey, but first of all, if you don't know what that smell looks like, then your house may need some fumigating. Because,
like sky dirt and cat piss.
Sky dirt. Pollution.
Like the air, the dirty air that's just floating.
So you see that?
You don't?
No. Don't
and what was the secondary one?
And cat piss.
So you live in a house full of...
No, that's what outside smells like.
So then the question is, how do you address... Now, mind you, now we're talking about how you're addressed, or how does that interaction normally go? What's the next step after being identified as the person that now smells like outside?
Like sky dirt? You got to go change out of those, and they better not be your school clothes, but you got to change out of those clothes.
Wait, so, you just change it, like not washing the sky dirt off?
We're talking about 10 years old, though. You're not thinking about that. Yeah, if you smell like outside at 25, there's a problem.
No, grown man is getting in the bed fresh from outside.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Grown man is
single. I might wear my whole outfit.
Nasty, dirty air butt in my sheets.
Air butt?
Air butt, yeah.
Sky dirt and air butt.
Yo, dirty air booty in my sheets. Yo, get your dirty air booty up out of here.
Mr. Air booty.
You better go put some soap and some water between them cheeks.
Nah, please. Wait a minute. Oh, I got a whole new.
Did you use that washcloth, boy?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I would be. Oh, that is so disrespectful.
All right, I got a confession.
You nasty.
All right, look
into the camera. When you
are nasty, Earl.
Shucks.
You got that light on this, boy. All right. Like confessional.
I used to, back in the day, well over a decade, you know, at 15 years ago, you gotta age out. You gotta
have the sexual carry the
one, drop the two.
I was an adult. I was too old to be doing this.
Transparency.
I used to loofah exclusively. Like once I got put onto
a loofah.
So I used to rag, right? When I grew up ragging it. You know what I'm saying? I never was a handyman. Like some of your counterparts. I used to, once I got put onto a loofah, I loofahed exclusively, right? And one day, my homeboy.
Loofah on a stick?
I was the loofah guy, right? My homeboy was like, he you don't got a rag? I'm like, oh no, I got the loofah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be loofahed up. And he was like, but how do you wash your ass? And I was like, with the loofah? And he's like, nah, like you can't really. He's like, you scratching your ass, you ain't really getting in there. And it never, like, I never was really great at math, so the math wasn't mathing.
So you was walking the rag around wasn't with
ragging,
butt?
And the rag wasn't ragging. So now I might have had a little mud butt. I, you know what I'm saying? A little, like, it was like a little bumpy butt, like residue. I would say residue.
You gotta relax.
You gotta
But all right, now, all right. Now, we're not gonna edit.
So hold on, you said now, 15 years ago.
Everybody needs to know that Joe Draws is nasty.
Now I rag. Now I'm a raggy. I'm gonna.
So you don't rag and loof?
I you know, I mix it around.
No, he don't. So he's nasty.
So the moral of the story is, so the moral of the story is, bathe.
Wash your ass.
Bathe upon entry.
Wash your ass.
Especially with COVID now, though, you got to. Though, you can't come in there with bringing it.
Wait, that's the only reason you wash your ass? Because of COVID?
No, I'm saying, so, like, especially now with COVID, though, you in different areas. No.
Let's stay focused.
No,
let's
you can't back do to that the topic after you've been talking about, like, booty crumbs. And you was an adult.
All right, I'm gonna get us out of this. So we can all agree that the summertime itself is a vibe.
There we go.
Right. We can all and because speaking of being outside, that's normally what occurs during the summer.
Hey, we're gonna edit that, right?
You were known as the booty crumb criminal.
When the spring happens, and then we evolve into summer, the mantra is normally we outside, right? Mm-hmm. So in being outside, okay. Right. To establish the vibe or the setting of being outside, mm-hmm. you normally have music attached to it.
Okay, I see what you mean.
More recently, culturally, it's been the, what is the anthem, right? The up-tempo, hot girl, city girl anthem, right? That's kind of been, and then normally maybe like Drake will drop something or like a Lil Baby, somebody will, Chris Brown.
Ask, what city about girl, the
right? They'll put something out. So now, but then the question became as far as like R&B, right? What is R&B today, right? If I asked you, right, as obviously the female on the podcast, give me a R&B artist.
Giveon.
Beyonce. Okay. Okay.
Her.
Okay.
Okay. I give you her.
Okay. And what would you say?
I would only like
only her.
I'm asking. See what you did. No, I think as far as R&B is concerned, I think the only. I mean, for me, that I feel like stand out is more so like the female artists because more than likely, those are the genres that they're pushing, right? You got your Megan Stallions and the Cardi B's, but like her, Ella May, you got all of them coming out right now, right? That's pushing the same genre of music. So I feel like they push the R&B now because, I mean, I don't even know how to pronounce it. You said Giveon? Giveon? Mm-hmm. I think Blast is right, another Chappelle. Guy.
He said it right just to say it wrong, right? After.
No, it's just yeah.
Right.
But Blast and like all them people, like I don't really listen to them to say like, oh, this is real R&B. For me, R&B I grew up on is the Ushers. You know, like you talking about Mario, all them people that like actually like dropping lyrics and B2K. Stuff like that.
Bum, bum, bum. Come on, yo, we talking. We're just having a conversation.
That's
R&B.
That's more like
Tevin Campbell.
Oh, you going back to the 80s. Face.
She's showing her age.
No, so I was with you, big too. I was with you, too.
No. But no, that's what I think about as far as R&B. As R&B concerned with the males, I feel like it's definitely
and I put it on right now.
Dropped as far as, you know, relevance and, you know, precedence in this era right now.
So you saying there's no real male?
I don't think there's no real because Chris Brown took a hiatus till he dropped his album.
Well, see, like, so even Chris Brown, right? So R&B has now, the lines of R&B have been blurred tremendously, right? So you're referencing Usher, right? Going back to that era and that Tiny Desk performance, everybody's talked about it. Again, it showed the difference between, just a masterful artist versus someone who kind of just is just being promoted as the next thing.
I ain't gonna
got you.
Mariana,
I ain't gonna lie
to you. Yeah, right. Again, they were exposed, right? Like they were put on that platform and they were exposed.
So you're saying you have to sing to be R&B? You got to know how to sing.
Yeah, you can't be.
Well, I guess
watermelon.
That's the question. So, like Brent Faiyaz, right? Oh, so, is Brent Faiyaz the new sound of R&B?
Brent
like
Faiyaz
that?
Is a phenomenal artist, and
his
projects have been amazing.
Yeah,
since he was like Sonder, I think that was his old his old name. Yeah,
because there's a tone to it, right? He creates an entire aesthetic when he drops an album. I don't know have y'all heard that recent Division song? I believe the name of the song is If I Get Caught.
You was about to sing. He's about to sing it for
but
you.
But I do.
Can you
like
give
them.
Us the tune? What's
so
the cadence?
So that's how you pronounce her name?
Ooh. Yeah, Division.
Division.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you think it was pronounced?
I've been saying DVSN.
Who?
Same thing.
Who?
Same thing. Same thing. It's close. How you spell it? Asking. I'm just asking.
That's in.
And you allow that?
I didn't know.
As much as we talk about.
Well, she's married now.
Hold on. Why are you attacking?
No, I'm not attacking anyone. I don't know who DVSN is.
Stop coming for Darquavius' daddy.
Yeah, but I don't.
And his mom.
Yeah, but I don't know who DVSN is. It was just interesting that you would say that.
So let me ask. Y'all like Six Lack?
And that black? That's not black. Right. His name not black?
But that's another artist, right? That's another R&B artist. Yeah. But we don't really have those summertime vibes like we used to.
So
right?
I would
come from R&B artists.
I would argue one. I think R&B stands for rap and blues now. Two,
you could argue that
it's like it's real bouncy, it's real hip hop, it's real trappy, it's really like trap blues. But two, I would argue like an artist like Miguel kind of held on to
how
that
many
for
drinks?
A little, yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Even
last for real.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where, like, when.
But I guess my question is,
he hasn't done anything in a while.
So let's ask this. Minus those type of artists, right? Because I always like to apply things to a social climate.
Mm-hmm.
We used to use those songs to make our approaches, right? And that's how we initially started those conversations. I don't know how you initiate a conversation over some of these songs that exist now versus what you used to do.
You was about to hit him with the little
Which camera's his? Which one's his? That one's his?
Think about it. And then
you hit him with a shoulder shimmy?
No, show him the whole thing.
And then you was like, what's bad? You should have won a pick.
Pick me up.
Those aren't the lyrics.
Oh.
Look here, DVS. I just don't know if you're the authority to be. I hear you, I respect you.
That's their name.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if you're the one to be corrected. Anybody?
I said,
But that's the question, though, right? So are you telling me that you never.
I didn't pick girls up by singing Chris Brown lyrics, no.
Okay, but did you ever use the vibe created by R&B artists to further your agenda?
I am the vibe.
Keep flowing. How do you or how are you taking R&B now?
It's toxic almost.
What does that even mean?
I mean, just like what they be singing about,
they being both genders, or are we speaking about
it's
specific?
Not like about love and stuff. Like I still go back to my 90s playlist,
right?
But I do like it. I ain't gonna lie, like,
and that's what I wanted to touch on.
I like it.
But the argument is that women are very accepting. Like I'll argue, when I hear Future songs out, women go off. But yet these are the same women that when he does something, they like, man, fuck Future.
Hold on, because that's the same concept how y'all always talk about you don't separate the artist from the music.
Wait,
that's
before,
the same
before
thing.
Y'all do that, y'all, could it be that? Like could it be that culturally, love looks different now?
No,
that was deep. That was hard. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm
he's
asking,
waiting.
I'm,
I know.
Waiting
the question. The audience is waiting. We can't have dead space.
Are the potties stuck?
No, we're not. I mean, I think that this generation is different about it. Like, they don't care. They don't respect the love in a relationship as much as some people would say we used to.
So I'm not saying this because you said the word respect and it just made me think about this point. I think that because we talked about artists used to sing in the rain.
Right.
There was a vulnerability for men that existed before. If a man did that now,
singing in the rain,
how would he be received?
He'd be Zesty. Ray J.
What would be the response? Right.
He'd be Ray J.
So you said he would be received as what?
Zesty.
So back to his point. Why is that? Why do you think that
it's
is?
It's a temperature society. Right,
women don't respect love anymore.
No, it's a temperature society right now. That's where it is. Like everything is.
Women don't
respect love. Carla, I was like right in the middle. You know, I like to get the pot stirred.
My bad. Hey,
I'm
excited.
Not taking a
it's on three. You got to turn that juggle to seven. Turn up to seven. My bad. Go ahead.
I was trying to.
Hey, boom it up.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, he was. No, I'm not taking your bait.
But part of this conversation, to add some context, right, was that we were discussing Future's latest video for Love You Better. Mm. Right. And when we initially I'm gonna tell everybody what really happened. So I watched the video and I immediately caught on to what he was doing.
You got it.
Right. So I put out to the group chat, I said, hey, do y'all see what Future did? Y'all responded and were like, well, what do you mean? I've seen. And then you responded, I think, and said, I've seen the video a couple of times. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. And I'm like, you don't see that that's Sierra. And he's mocking that whole situation with Sierra and Russ, right?
He's making an ode to Sierra. He's not mocking.
So you took it a different way. You said that he's doing what?
He's making an ode to Sierra.
What is he saying?
He's on a clown outfit. So he's knowing, like, yeah, I was on some clown mess. I'm a clown for letting you go. And I mean, that's what I got from it. Because, like, even when you look at the section when he had, like, when all the guys had clown makeup on, they were all holding a picture of the girl, of their girl.
The one they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That's deep. I didn't see that. I just saw Mississippi.
That's all you saw.
I was looking at the characters in the video.
You mean the IG models?
Quickly. I'm back.
That's the only part. You just span it up to that part.
Vixens
down in the valley.
Let's give it up for that.
Oh, this guy's
something's wrong.
No, but I see that though. I definitely see that as a not necessarily a shot, but like you said, an ode to Sierra. Like, I mean, the junk was in the public light. He can't hide from it. Like, right. Dude, you lost your girl. To quote unquote square.
Why
to,
you quote unquote it?
Because that's what's.
What's your thoughts?
I think he's a good dude.
Mm. Good man.
Good dude. He's a good dude. We about the same age. He's a good dude.
Okay.
He's a good dude. But no, I feel like he's definitely like he's in a different space, a different like level of maturity. And I don't even say maturity.
Ooh, Future? You saying Future now?
Future and Russell. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. Right. Like, I feel like they're in different scopes and different aspects of their life. And also maybe of what their career choices are, right? Because obviously Future's in the music business and his music is geared towards a certain crowd, right? And then Russ is universal in a sense, right? Like, he's seen as, you know, premier quarterback, blah, blah, out of the limelight, out of, you know, the headlines and stuff like that.
He's overall a good guy.
A good man. Society speaking and... tabloid speaking, right? And as opposed to Future, no shade or no knock to him.
Sounds like shade, but go ahead.
XY, baby mamas, you know, whatever the case is. Like, he's seen as like that, huh?
Not my bad.
He must read the Bible. Because it's going to say, like, be plentiful or something. And like,
to be fruitful and multiply.
There you go.
That's what it says. That's what it says.
The video was really transparent. I think it shows growth.
So staying in the R&B vibe, right? Mm-hmm. We are about to be blessed.
Yes.
Depending upon what side of the fence you sit on.
Wow.
With another Beyonce album, right? Titled Renaissance Act One.
Mm.
The same way that we gave our flowers and our respect to King Kendrick and to King Push and Drake when they dropped.
Nobody did that but you.
excuse me, don't interrupt me. He's talking about Beyonce.
The views of South Sali.
He's the view talking of South about Sali Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah. Beyonce is dropping a new album, Renaissance Act One.
Okay.
And when I first thought about this album, I thought about, man, culturally, how consuming she is as an entity.
Okay.
Right. And I immediately wanted to ask the females close to me, what does Beyonce mean to you now? And what has Beyonce meant to you? So, like, if I asked you that, what would you say?
To me, I think she is just like the embodiment of women empowerment.
Okay.
And just like almost like a force to be reckoned with. Like, I think she gave a lot of women a voice. You know, and she just, when you see her, you kind of gravitate towards that energy,
right?
Like she's an awesome performer, but also while she's a performer, she's, you know, she's a businesswoman, she's a mom, she's a wife, she's a daughter, she's so many things, and even a friend. And just the things that she does, that's what she just embodies. And it just shows you, like, you can do this. Whatever you're thinking about, even as a young girl, mm-hmm. this is something that you can be like.
Okay.
Or strive towards.
I like that. So which version of Beyonce are we talking? Like, and how long have you had this feeling? Is this Destiny's Child Beyonce? Is this the end of Destiny's Child Beyonce? Is this Lemonade Beyonce? Is this... Like, when did you develop
I think I was more so Lemonade and then Coachella. Those eras for me. Just because...
So that's more recent then?
Yeah, more recent. Where I just kind of realized how much she does for the culture. And just being able to put, like, everything she put together for Coachella was hard to me.
So what I find as a male about Beyonce that is just, like, amazing, right? Is the fact that her range of impact... is so broad. I mean, you literally have grandmothers that reference Beyonce as the gold standard. You literally have little girls growing up now that know who Beyonce is. Mm-hmm. Beyonce is the gold standard. And then everything in between, right? To have that type of range, because like even now, the culture loves Mary J. Blige, but her audience now is kind of like segmented to like almost a specific group, right?
Got you, right.
Whereas again, Beyonce somehow or another... and again, I'm saying as a male, because like, I mean, I have appreciation for it, but it's just different, mm-hmm. right? To still have that degree of impact this many years later, I think is like a phenomenal thing that we witnessed. I liken it to, we grew up in an era on Kobe. We saw it. We watched it, which is why we have such an adoration for Kobe. These women grew up with Beyonce.
For sure.
Right? Now, the secondary layer to the growing up with, there's the Beyonce relationship and everything that came along with her growth. So while you as women were going through that, we as men who, you know, had a adoration for Jay-Z, we were growing right along with Jay-Z in his relationship, right? The whole take off the jerseys and putting on the button ups.
Right.
He was with Beyonce when that happened. Mm-hmm. She might have had something to do with that. We referenced, you referenced the album Lemonade, and we referenced 444. Absolutely had a lot of impact on that, right? Yeah. So I wanted to talk about their growth and how we as individuals growing up with them, where were we along the lines of them growing, right?
Got you. No, I mean, I'm with you there. I think so from an overall standpoint, right, you watch the maturation, as you mentioned, of their relationship, their growth as a woman, her growth as a woman. You got the independent, you know, where my ball is at version. Then you have the put a ring on it version.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the, I don't want to call her woman scorn, but that version of her. And then the kind of rebirth, I guess, if you will, of like, we figured it out. Right.
Right.
So that's like relational. Is that the,
no,
that
for the sure. Word? For sure. Yeah. Right.
So,
because remember, like, so when you describe, the independent woman in the beginning, right. Mm-hmm. During our time, we lived through the seeming emergence of the independent woman.
Right.
Right. And now our approaches, and going back to like the summertime vibe, our approaches had to change because now these same women are now in their independent mindsets, right, and they're moving in that direction. And now the men have to adjust. Do you recall that time period?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what was that like?
I think it was like coming to a new, like, all right, you can be independent. You can have your own. You don't have to depend on anybody and you can still do it on your own. Like, you got you. Don't worry about nobody else. You got you. Okay. You figure that out. And I think that does come with a different level of when somebody does walk into my life or want to come into my life or be a part of it, there's a certain way that you need to approach me now. Because I got all this on my own without you. Okay. So what do you bring as an addition? Me. Where do we meet?
Right, right. And so those, so that part of their relationship, right? So now... Beyonce's growing, she's becoming her own entity, right? And now there's apparently the relationship with Jay-Z, who at the time, as we say in the South, the boy was hotter than fish grease, right? Jay-Z was the guy in rap. Right. And this was when rap was like rap. When you had the DMXs, the Ja Rules, literally everybody was doing their thing. The West Coast was still, but Jay was like the guy amongst the guys, right? So now they're in a relationship, but they're not necessarily putting that out. Mm-hmm. So that brings that's another question, right? To what degree, and this is a different era, right? But to what degree should you be willing to share your relationship
with the world?
Yeah.
I think on plenty of episodes, I think I shared that Hollywood, once you take that, you know, that stance to say, hey, I want to be a part of Hollywood, I'm being a limelight. You take on unknowingly, unwittingly, you're going to be in the spotlight. So it's you have to choose a direction of how you're going to be, you know, received. Right. Like if you're going to be 100%. Or you're going to be 60, 70, whatever, because you're going to only allow people in as much as you want them to be in.
Right.
And I think back to what E was saying about, you know, the levels and the growth of Beyonce. She's shown us her growth from a teen to a mom to, you know, a conglomerate. Like, she's that.
Right, absolutely.
Like, you've seen the stages of that, and that's normal people's lives every day. So that's the thing about entertainment. Like, we see and we gravitate towards people that, in a sense, accurately depict what we go through on a daily basis that we can't put out there for the masses to obviously, you know, engulf, right? So when we see Beyonce do it on the grandiose stage that she's doing it, that's like, dang, Beyonce speaking to me. That's why people gravitate to Mary, because in that space where Mary was doing her thing,
right,
lo and behold, like, sad to say, like, females was going through a tough time.
Right.
And she was going through it, and she let that joint all bleed on the track.
So you saying Beyonce speaks to you as a man. I'm asking a question, bro. Like, why this guy, man? The voice beat. Yo, the voice. Let me challenge.
What's the season 4?
Let me challenge.
They can see my facial expressions.
Let me challenge. I did this during the Kendrick thing, right? Let me offer a different perspective.
Okay.
Right? Is there a level of hypocrisy, inconsistency with Beyonce, right? Like, and it's a reach, but I'm going there. I'm going to reach it. I'm just asking a question. I may or may not.
Careful, you might show your midriff.
So she was screaming, like, you know, independence, right? And then, like, you know, women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And then she went to, you know, to put a ring on it. Mm-hmm. And all the while, like, you know, I'm a boss and I could do this on my own, right? And then. Theoretically, hypothetically, her husband, boyfriend, friend cheats on her, right?
Her husband
cheats on her. Mm-hmm. And she had a choice at that moment, right? Mm-hmm. To show women that, like, you don't have to accept this. Mm. I am independent, right? I've been preaching that message. And if you really care about me, you will put a ring on it and everything that comes with putting a ring on it. However, now she's at a crossroad where she has to make a decision, right? Like, her calculus is, does she, you know, end this marriage and show how independent she is, or does she reconcile and work through this and then show that perspective of what that can be? Like, what's your general take on that statement?
For that, I think she had to be bigger than herself. Because of the impact that her union has on so many people. And I don't think that necessarily means you're not independent because you chose to stay. That's a decision that they most likely made together. And just me speaking generally, it's probably a decision they made together, because there in some marriages, there does come a point in time when you get to a certain level together that it's like, do we let all this fall? What all falls with it?
Right.
If we don't work hard enough at this together, what all falls as a result of us not doing this? Mm-hmm. And I think that was seen in her in the Lemonade album on one of her later tracks.
You got a quote or something that you want to?
I do. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is how it goes.
So no, this song is from.
Lights on this, Jordan.
No, so this one is from Sandcastles, right? And it was a song where she was pretty much talking about. You know, she was mad. She was angry. She was telling Jay-Z that she was going to leave. Mm-hmm. Right. And so she goes, and your heart is broken because I walked away. Show me your scars and I won't walk away. Oh, and I know I promised that I couldn't stay, baby. Every promise don't work out that way. Mm. No, 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 no. Every promise don't work out that way. So it seems transparent to me for her, because although he hurt her, she realized that he was struggling with something also.
So to that point, we're going to go back to, so stay there. We're going to go back to Jay-Z during the time that I was describing on top of the rap world. Mm-hmm. One of his lyrics were, look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds of perfection. I'm trying to give you cab fare and directions. Get your independent ass out of here. Question.
Mm-hmm.
That was a direct response.
What they on the same one?
That was a direct response to the energy that Beyonce was cultivating at the moment. It was, well, while you're stepping into this independent realm, I'm still who I am. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to go a certain way. Mm-hmm. Right. To now see that same individual, right, have an expression on 444 meant, to your point, so much to the culture, because it opened up a conversation in which now vulnerability, because that man did it, vulnerability became cool.
So you got to look at it, though, like this, though, like people are going to gravitate to the sources that give them direction. People live through hip hop. People live through sports.
Yeah.
So these figures that are seen as monumental figures are seen as role models, regardless they want to be seen like that or not.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, you speak about Jigga all the time, on and off the camera. You talk about Jigga all the time.
Right.
Like, he's that guy.
Right.
Right? And then, like, people speak about Beyonce the same way. Mm-hmm. So to see them to go through the process on camera and off camera, because we've seen it on camera when they've been through their little spat or whatever. Like, we've seen that. And then to see them go through that and then to put this junk on canvas and put this junk on like vinyl or whatever.
Right.
And like, hey, say, these are my feelings on this. And like, I'm not backtracking it. Right. But I'm showing you the growth.
Right.
And the thing is, and that's the thing about marriage, though,
because it made them real again. Right. Right.
They were no longer this like unforeseen, like, oh my gosh, the Mount Rushmore of people you can't touch.
Right.
They came back down to, you know, the streets, right, the crossroads, as you said early in the joint, right, came to the crossroads and met us there.
Right.
So absolutely, now we relate to them. We relate to these 444s. We relate to the albums. Lemonade. We relate to these joints, right? Because they speak, their heart is on vinyl.
Right.
So the fact that we can relate to them, and this is like people that relate to people in church, and you know, whatever your thing is to get you to get to learn or to introspect on life. That's right. What it is. And people live through rap. Music is a language.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a language.
Look at this guy. Look at the voice. I hear you. That's hard. I like that.
Music is a language. Like, and the thing is, like, Beyonce, and people can throw shade at Beyonce all day. Like, she don't talk. She don't do publicity. She don't do, you know, all this and the third. But when she speaks, and when she does her thing.
And the fact that she's here now explains why. Because we've had other great artists and other great people, unfortunately, offer the world their art or their voice only to have it subjected and picked apart.
Right. Exactly.
And then it seemingly just dies and it goes away. And we're like, man, whatever happened to, you know, those individuals that had that energy, that had that momentum going. And again, once you offer it up to society, and it's a weird space. I remember there was a time where we literally protected our legends and we just weren't. For example, Michael Jackson going through what he went through.
Shouldn't have.
People refused to let Michael Jackson's legacy be tarnished. Mm. Right? It was just one of those things. Prince, for all of what people viewed as his quirks,
right,
we always were going to protect the institution that was Prince. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, we just got away from that stuff. Jay-Z and Beyonce had the foresight to say, you know what? I'll offer it in my way, on my time, in a consumable manner, rather than opening up my entire life to you just to give you more just cause to rip it apart and not get the message.
Because the thing is, like, I think they see it more so as an overall concept of, like, not saying that, you know, speak down on the consumers, right? But the consumers are like children, right? You almost, like, got to spoon feed them sometimes. You can't give them all the meals, like the full course meal at one time. It's going to be too much for him. Mm-hmm. So spoon feed him. Like, you know, give him one album, give him another album, let him know, let him into your life, right, and know into the process.
Right.
And then they can get to, you know, engulf the whole message. And then right, when they get the message, like, dang, this like, is what
like,
these albums
like,
meant.
Like, think about the impact, right? Can you, now, you can have 444 Jay-Z without Big Pimpin, but with Big Pimpin,
you see the truth.
It means so all that much more context to yeah, who right, 444 Jay-Z ended up being.
Right.
And now we're seeing again, and I feel like I've turned this into a Jay-Z conversation. What I'm saying is the impact of that woman on that man's life,
right?
Right? You cannot downplay, and I mean, you know, I know the potties are definitely doing their thing on that. But it is really the truth, right? Like I won't go into too much detail, but I could speak to the woman in my life and what she has meant to my growth as well. Because again, I could draw the parallels as far as like just growing up in this era.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And to have a woman by my side that is my conscience, that is my my everything in a sense, right?
Amen to that.
And again,
he's on one today. Southside Lee. Where are the claps?
But I'm Southside Lee at IG.
But I'm saying like,
I meet you every Thursday.
Talk that talk, dog.
But again, we all relationship wise, again, so we had, no, let's be more direct. We had to sit with these women when they listened to Lemonade.
Oh boy.
Does anyone remember the vibe when Lemonade came out?
I don't recall the question that has been posed to the audience.
I'm sorry.
I don't listen to music.
Hell no.
Does anybody remember the vibe when Lemonade came out?
I was vibing right with him.
Oh, she's singing.
So y'all are suggesting that sorry, that's disrespectful. Sorry, you gotta do it the other way around. Jayonce had the foresight to know that their marriage was bigger than just them. And potentially they stayed together for the culture.
I don't think that's what she's saying. I think they
just knew it was bigger than them.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah, but even like the kids, like even on 444 when he talks about Blue, you know, you gonna really do this to Blue? Like, them your kids, like this is your legacy. These are your children. Am I really gonna mess all this up for Menage a Trois or whatever? Is it Becky with the good hair? Is she worth all of this that we've built and my child feeling different about me? Because my child gonna find out because of who I am.
But what we're, I'm gonna come back to you. What I think we're saying is that they, and I know people don't like to idolize celebrities, but unfortunately, if you grew up in the culture, it happens, right?
Right.
Whether directly or indirectly. What they did was they laid the groundwork for tough conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Now people have a springboard to say, we're listening to the album. Hey, listen, it's something I want to talk to you about. Now,
ergo Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah, all right? Yeah, because now I feel like you could argue Mr. Morale is Kendrick's 444.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely that.
Yeah. Now, does that happen if that doesn't happen?
So hopefully you ain't had to go through that.
Right, exactly.
I think Kendrick would still drop an introspective album like that to an extent, but to speak to your point about them knowing that they had an impact, I feel like, like you said, Jay-Z was at the quote-unquote peak of his career.
Absolutely.
Beyonce was doing her thing at the time, too, as well, right? And I felt like they were at an intersection where they felt like, yo, we are these two, you know, magnanimous, like, people in the industry, right? Like, everybody's looking at us.
Right.
Right? This is here. We can go right, we can go left, or we can stay in the middle and let the joint figure itself out. Mm-hmm. They chose a direction, and they went with the direction. And I feel like them choosing that point and seeing what Jay-Z is now, bro, like, and this isn't, like you said, we're not turning into a Jay-Z conversation, but Beyonce, she stay in the cut. And I think for more reason, because she's a boss. Like, mm-hmm. She stays in the cut for a reason. But Jay-Z also do stay in the cut too. But I just recently saw his interview with, or his sit down with Kevin Hart. And we just,
right,
just his introspection on life and how he goes about certain things, like mm-hmm. you can see the growth and see like, yeah, duh, like I got to show something different, yeah. right? Because like, if I'm just talking to the regular Joe Schmoes that I grew up on the Ave with, and we still talking the same way 20 years later, it's no growth.
Right.
So I think that him, I think in a sense, like he may not have seen it that clear and direct, mm-hmm. but something pushed him towards that. Mm-hmm. Regardless if it was Beyonce or the place that he was in his life, but he saw something and something triggered him to be like, yeah, all right, we got to figure this out. Like, damn, like whatever happened, but you Beyonce, like you did your thing.
Right.
And vice versa, you Jay-Z, like let's figure this out.
Right.
Let's make this into something and look at where they have gone since that.
So time. I wasn't going to say this, but we had a conversation off camera where.
Who's Beyonce? Who's Jay-Z?
Well, no, where we were talking about the difference in cultural impact between the Obamas and Jay-Z and Beyonce. I said the argument could be made that Jay-Z and Beyonce have a much stronger cultural impact than the Obamas do at this point.
Risky.
So I said it.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, I said it.
He said that.
And I'm going to tell you why
whatever
I said
he
it.
Said, he said, he said
so that. The reason why I said that was because, in my opinion, I didn't necessarily understand the move of the Obamas trying to become pop culture. Well,
I think they were pushed in
that. Now they're doing Netflix, they're doing podcasts and doing things like that. I feel like some of the regal element that they once possessed, I think some of it, I think it is
because of that,
right? So I mean, again, it's just a conversation piece. It's just something that we talked about.
I think they were indirectly pushed into that.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. Let's talk.
Yeah,
till next time, guys.
Till next time. On
so you still the next episode. So you still idolize Michelle Obama.
On the next episode,
I don't idolize
Breathe
anyone.
The Pod.
You don't idolize anyone.
But I do love Michelle Obama.
So what you're saying is you don't support black women.
Sasha's smoking that live.
I like me some Miss Obama. I like Mrs. Obama.
Yes. Hey, somebody turn his stove off, please. That pot is boiling over.
All right, cool. I felt like that was
in conclusion, a
super in-depth conversation. There's going to be more because we haven't heard the album yet. So, I mean, we don't know what this is.
What do y'all think
be.
About Breaking Your Soul as a woman?
I like it.
In America.
I like it.
A dope song.
You won't let them break your soul? Oh, okay.
No, I like it.
Was that,
like,
off
was that the wrap it up alarm? Or that, that was like right on cue. Like, it was like
party. All right, so
shout out to EPs.
With that
wrap that shit up, B.
Yeah, do we have anything else to close us out with?
You won't break my soul.
One thing for sure.
Two things for certain.
It's three to Poway. I'm never
Let's
doing this
go!
Again. You won't break my soul.
Yo, you gotta you relax. Break my soul. It's Darkwavius.
Darkwavius is mama.
His call.
Hey, ma. You don't get that meatloaf, ma.
His calls always come
You're
through.
You're ruining my life, mom.
He's not
I hate
silenced.
You.
He comes through. Did y'all know Old Navy has some really good sales? Y'all need to check it out.
We.